It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kenny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right, Sweet 16 gets underway coming up in just a few short hours. We've got 409. The East region. Ooh, look at you with your claps.
Hercules, Hercules, Hercules.
BYU versus Bama. We got the Tater Tot King. Or I guess he would be a prince.
Prince.
He's a Tater Tot prince.
King in waiting.
Yeah. Against Bama.
Buddy, we got nothing but bangers.
Have you
Sweet 16 is nothing but bangers.
Seen the over-under on that game?
The BYU-Alabama game? Yeah. Isn't it like 180-something?
It's 175 and a half. Yeah. And to put that into perspective here.
That's a lot of points for an over-under in college because we had some in the 120s in the round of 32.
Yeah. The other games today are Maryland-Florida, 156 and a half. Duke-Arizona, 154 and a half.
That actually seems low for that game.
And then Arkansas-Texas Tech, 147 and a half.
That makes sense.
That one does make sense. Tomorrow's games, you do have that Houston-Purdue game is 131 and a half.
Yeah, that's going to be just a punch in the mouth all game long.
The closest over-under that we have is that Maryland-Florida game at 156. Like 175 and a half for a college basketball game is incredible. 40-minute game. And this is all gas, no brakes. I think it's a perfect game to kind of start things off. Mm-hmm. And it could be really exciting, but it also, you could have woeful shooting by some of these teams. If they do not hit, these games go sideways so quickly.
I mean, you're talking about teams that are very reliant on the three ball. BYU over the last 5 weeks, they have the second best offense in basketball. I'm sorry, the second most efficient. God, I got to pull my numbers up here. I was looking at it earlier. BYU has the second best offense and second in efficiency only behind Duke. And Duke has been an absolute unit. Duke has a expected 33.5 point differential through the first two rounds.
Yeah.
They outperformed that by almost 8 points.
Dang.
I mean, they outperformed their differential by, you know, what, 22%? And their differential was enormous to begin with. Like, the way Duke and BYU are playing offense right now is otherworldly.
I mean, both of these teams have had those games. And it's more recently for Alabama, though, in that when they lost to Florida in the SEC tournament, right, where they got beat by 20, and it was just like, if you're not hitting, it is a nightmare. We've seen this with BYU too. BYU lost early in the year to Providence, and they got absolutely boat raced to where if one of these teams is hot and the other one's not, that game could be over
quickly
by halftime.
So the math of it all is that you've got two teams, Young at BYU and Oates at Alabama, where they're looking to create more possessions. And it's more of the reason why the over-under is what it is. Yes, they're efficient, but they're creating significantly more possessions. And in college basketball, unless you're like one of the top five, top 10 offenses in the country, you typically want to limit possessions. Because of inefficiencies. And if you limit possessions, you limit the number of mistakes you can make. Because, number one, if you're taking threes, you've got more live ball rebounds that are further away from the rim, which ignites transition.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why a lot of times when you see threes in college basketball, they're much, much deeper in the clock. You also got 30-second shot clocks as opposed to 24. So a lot of times in college, you're going to work down to the NBA. You get into your offense about 18 seconds, so 8 seconds in the clock. So if you're taking that away, now you're talking about 12 seconds before getting into your offense in college basketball. And if you talk to any college basketball coach, the first action is almost always a decoy. If you get a good look, you get a good look. And really good teams will take those, like the Dukes of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But they're looking at look number two, number three, and usually three and four. The third and fourth action, those are where they kind of butter their bread. And then you've got the springboards that go out of that. And by that point in time, you're usually looking at anywhere between 9 and 7 seconds on the shot clock. So if you're going from 30 down to 9 in general, that's 21 seconds. So think about that. That's almost an entire NBA possession already.
That's a lot.
And if you do that over the course of 40 minutes, you just chop. Not efficiency, but possessions down.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again. And you get these teams like Houston that want to grind you into a paste, which is why you see the total there for that game being so egregiously low. But that's what's going to make styles make fights, man. And the Sweet 16 has got some great styles.
Well, I think that when I can't remember who wrote it, but there's like this, is BYU the future of college basketball? And
I'll say yes, because they're getting as much NIL money as anyone.
There's that. But at the same time, the pace, when you have the high level players, they're playing a more NBA style of basketball. When you get those high level players into that, like we saw this quite often, right? Where you would have a 5-star recruit and he goes to a place and you're like, boy, he just looks uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you go from this AAU, which is more up-tempo, AAU in high school basketball tends to be far faster than what college basketball is. And then they go to college and it's like square peg, round hole. And sometimes you have coaches that you call them rigid or they have their ways that have brought them so much success, whether it is Coach K or Jim Boeheim, you know, Boeheim with the 2-3 zone. You have Coach K, which was just, we are going to grind you to a pulp on both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively.
Flying up and down the court with Shire.
But we are seeing, whether it's Nate Oates, who has had high level draft picks, who is a guy that plays a faster pace. You have it with John Shire at Duke and finding his own identity as a coach in their own speed. BYU, if you have that NIL money, that is when people talk about, like, you know, who has the most NIL, there's nobody that has more than BYU.
Nope.
The Mormon church is worth like $250 billion.
Yes. Yes, their portfolio is deep. And also, Ryan Smith and Danny Ainge are putting millions directly into BYU basketball.
So you have NIL, check. Okay. You have style of play that is fitting for what can translate to the next level.
Kevin Young's a hell of a coach,
man. Finding every single way to be successful. So it's more than just NIL, right? It is NIL, recruiting really well, getting some of the top high school prospects.
Top prospect in the country is going to BYU next year.
And then you also have a style of play that is more conducive to what these kids want to showcase for the next level.
Something we should probably talk about sometime today is we have the rare three-coach move where it worked out for literally every university. Cal to Arkansas.
Yeah.
Pope from BYU to Kentucky, and then Kevin Young from the NBA to BYU.
Yeah.
And it has worked out masterfully for all three programs.
Hmm.
all three programs are in significantly better shape.
That is interesting.
It's you do not see that happen very often.
You don't. You really do not see it ever.
No. It's pretty crazy how effective it has been. I mean, you have all three teams in the Sweet 16. First-year coaches, all three teams in the Sweet 16. In very different ways.
And, like, we will talk about this later, but what's going on at Maryland is one of those ones where they could be at a crossroads. I think the first domino to fall, though, was the important one, which was Cal went to a program where usually you have a coach take a step up, and that is the first domino to fall. Cal going to Arkansas that was not a step up as far as prestige of a program from Kentucky to Arkansas, but that was the first domino to fall, and then Pope upgrades, and then Kevin Young going from the NBA to BYU. Obviously, that's a gamble, but that one, you could still take that trajectory higher, especially with the NIL money and kind of the groundwork that was laid before he even got there.
It's helpful because obviously the two biggest, you know, benefactors for BYU right now are Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith and general manager Danny Ainge, both of the Mormon Church and BYU. So, yeah, there is, I think, a smoother transition at play because they went, hey, there's an NBA guy that we know. It's going to get this because BYU is different, but also what they're doing at BYU is different. As I just mentioned, they have the number one recruit in the country, which you will see here in 2 weeks.
Oh yeah. Nike Hoop Summit.
Nike Hoop Summit. So that's coming up. AJ DeBonsa, who is 6'9", Tracy McGrady.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like 6'9" Tracy McGrady.
Yes, 6'9" Tracy McGrady is quite nice. And a nice little local shout out here. We already have our second dinger of the day. Adley Rutschman goes yard.
Look at that. Rutschman going deep. Let's go.
I love opening day dingers.
It is so good because you get
your first plate appearance.
And you're like, yeah, Adley Rutschman, 162. He's going to hit 162 home runs.
Didn't he hit one last year too? I think he opened up a season with a home run last year too.
I believe so. Adley Rutschman very easily could be, like, when it's all said and done, the greatest athlete to come from the state of Oregon.
Yeah, I mean, he's fighting Ainge, but yeah.
And Danny Ainge is pretty good.
This is the craziest thing about Danny Ainge to me. Not how good he was at any particular sport. He's the only three-sport All-American in the history of the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nuts, dude. Three-sport All-American?
What will it take for Adley to get that? No, three-sport All-American, by the way, Danny Ainge was an incredible football player.
Everything player.
Josh Wilcox sent me a photo from his dad's newspaper clippings, and it was from the Dave Wilcox football camp, and it had the picture was Dan Fouts, who was teaching, and it said young Danny Ainge, who is like 8 years old, right? teaching him how to throw. And then in the background was Danny's older brother, Doug, who was also an insane football and basketball player in his own right. And I was just like, boy, you want to talk about hitting the quad box of, you have the Dave Wilcox football camp, mm-hmm. Hall of Fame linebacker, Dan Fouts as one of the instructors when he was still in college at University of Oregon. I think he was only a sophomore at Oregon, coaching. Danny Ainge, the greatest athlete from the state of Oregon right now, I think you could say ever, right? And there is, like, you have Terry Baker, you have Mel Renfro. I mean, those guys.
Don't get me wrong.
Insanely
good. It's a pretty good list. But
there is a good list.
Ainge's high school dominance and then professional careers. Well, just
playing for the Toronto Blue Jays as well.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. And then you have Doug in the background, who was a high school All-American. Yeah. And he initially went to BYU and then ended up going to Linfield after that, transferring out of BYU. What in the world? Like, Danny Ainge was special, but Adley could take him over. Because I think there's something that we forget about Adley Rutschman. We'll talk about that on the next side of this. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.